Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, speaking at a Labor Day breakfast in Western Massachusetts on Friday, denounced President Trump's moral leadership. The Democrats stressed values she said she shares with union leaders. Warren said away from the daily din of news reports about President Trump's latest tweet or executive order, the administration and Republican-led Congress have worked steadily for months to change rules affecting worker safety and wages.
So it's been one punch after another. They don't make the big headlines, but they make a real difference in the lives of working people.
Earlier this year, Warren released a staff report that said 66 of the federal government's 100 largest contractors have committed violations of wage and hour laws. She spoke Friday to an audience of about 250 labor leaders, elected officials, candidates for elected office, and liberal activists at the annual Labor Day breakfast held by the Pioneer Valley Central Labor Council, AFL-CIO. The breakfast was held in Chicopee. Warren pledged to fight appointees of the National Labor Relations Board who would weaken collective bargaining rights. With a national following that makes her a potential presidential candidate in 2020, Warren has tried to remain a thorn in the side of Trump. Her harshest criticism of him Friday was for the decision to remove Obama-era protections for undocumented immigrant students who were brought to this country as children by their parents. She said the threat to deport hundreds of thousands of so-called dreamers means the president is no longer the country's moral leader.
People talk about this from an economic point of view. I just want to be clear. This is a moral question. America is a country that made a promise to dreamers, and America should keep its promises.
On the brighter side, Warren said there's been a resurgence of democracy following last year's election. She said it was evident during the dramatic Senate vote in July that saved the Affordable Care Act.
It happened because people across this country got organized and spoke out. And leaders in that were members of America's unions. And so I'm here today on this Labor Day morning to say to all of you, thank you. Thank you for all you do to get up and speak out on behalf of American people everywhere. Thank you. Thanks for all you do.
Warren, who is gearing up to run for re-election next year, also touched on a pair of local issues. She endorsed expanding east-west passenger rail service and broadband internet access in rural areas. Chicopee Mayor Richard Koss, a Republican, also spoke at the breakfast and praised the region's workforce. He credited a skilled and productive labor market for influencing an auto parts maker to expand its Chicopee plant rather than relocate to Mexico, and for a $12 million expansion of the Callaway golf ball factory in Chicopee.
So to all of you, as you celebrate labor and celebrate here appropriately in the city of Chicopee, I give all of you a shout out of thanks for your efforts on a regular basis. And I remind you with the quote I started with, without labor, nothing flourishes.
Another speaker at the breakfast was Bob Massey, a Democrat running for governor. Reporting from Chicopee, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.